Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Saudi Arabia is sending its crown prince, and other Gulf nations are doing likewise. Saudi Arabia's King Salman will not attend a U.S. Arab summit hosted this week by President Barack Obama, according to his foreign minister Adel Al-Jubeer. The summit begins Wednesday with delegations from the Gulf Cooperation Council visiting the White House and continues Thursday at Camp David. Jubeer said King Salman is unable to attend because of the five-day ceasefire in neighboring Yemen, where Saudi Arabia has been leading an airstrike campaign against anti-government rebel fighters. An Obama administration official said the change is not in response to any substantive issue. Oman Sultan and the United Arab Emirates president will also be absent, as will Bahrain, which is sending its crown prince. Only the leaders of Qatar and Kuwait will be able to lead their delegations. U.S. Secretary of Security, Homeland Security, says the fight against global terrorism has entered a new phase, with groups like the Islamic State successfully using social media to inspire attacks. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the terrorist threat has entered a new phase because of the success of the Islamic State group in using social media, which he says has the ability to reach into the homeland to recruit homegrown jihadists.
Because of the use of the internet, we could have little or no notice in advance of an independent actor attempting to strike.
Last week, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, warned there might be thousands of Islamic State followers online in the United States, and the challenge is to determine who among them poses a real threat. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Again, that threat now in the United States, keeping an eye out for lone attacks. This is VOA News. Warplanes from a Saudi-led coalition continue their airstrikes against the Houthi rebel targets in Yemen today. Saudi and U.S. officials announced a ceasefire proposal last week to allow badly needed supplies to reach civilians in Yemen. The Houthis accepted the plan, which begins tomorrow for 5 days. Meantime, Morocco's military is investigating what happened to one of its fighter jets that disappeared while taking part in the Saudi-led air campaign over Yemen. The government of Central African Republic and 10 armed groups have signed a peace deal aimed at ending 2 years of fighting that has killed thousands. The deal includes an agreement not to use children as soldiers or forced laborers. Muslim rebels seized the capital of Bangui in 2013, leading to brutal fighting between rival Christian and Muslim militias. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg today accused Russia of violating the ceasefire in Ukraine by continuing to supply pro-Russian separatists with military aid. His assessment comes as the U.S. State Department announced Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Sochi, Russia, to meet Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the crisis, as well as the conflicts in the Middle East. It's Kerry's first visit to Russia since fighting erupted in eastern Ukraine more than a year ago between the pro-Russian separatists and Kiev's forces after Moscow annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. This week also brings increased pressure on U.S. lawmakers to reform or reauthorize the National Security Agency's ability to gather domestic telephone records, which expires at the end of this month. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Patrick Leahy is the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
I believe we have to protect our national security, but we also have to protect our civil liberties, which make us unique as a country.
Exposed by fugitive former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, the program caused a firestorm when Americans learned of vast telecommunications monitoring by a shadowy U.S. agency. The program reportedly collects and stores phone records, but not the content of calls made. Michael Bowman, Washington.
French President Francois Hollande arrived in Cuba late Sunday, becoming the first French head of state to visit Havana. He plans to meet with Cuban President Raul Castro today upon the Cuban leader's return from Italy, where Mr. Castro thanked Pope Francis for negotiating tensions easing with the United States. Talks between Washington and Havana have included preparations to open embassies in each other's capitals and ease or end the U.S. trade embargo on Cuba. Mr. Hollande arrived last night. Unlike the U.S., France and Cuba have long established financial ties with two-way trade worth nearly $400 million. Mr. Hollande's stopover is the last on a five-nation tour of the Caribbean. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.